pasuk in this week's parasha says, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yeralev, Yud Yedaled. The pasuk says, Ki a mitzvah, Azos Hashem Elchim Mitzvah B'chayom. This mitzvah, doesn't tell us what this mitzvah is, but this mitzvah that I command you today, Lo Nefleisi Mimcha, it's not far away from you, B'lo Rechokahi. It's also not far away from you, not beyond you, not far away from you. Lo B'Shemayimi, it's not up in the heavens. Lay more that if it was in the heavens, a person would have to say, who's going to go up to the heavens to go ahead and get it from me? And go ahead and teach it to me, so I can do it. And it's not on the other side of the river. Lay more to tell us, the person would say that he has to go to the other side of the river to go ahead and perform that mitzvah. This mitzvah, again, very ambiguous what this mitzvah is, but this mitzvah is very close to you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart for you to be able to perform. So obviously the question is, what is this mitzvah? It's very poetic over here. It's not far away, it's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the river. What is this mitzvah? And the Rishonim have a machlokas, two different opinions over here, what that mitzvah is. Rashi and the Rambam, they say the mitzvah is referring to Torah, learning Torah. The Torah is not far away from you. It's something that is reachable. It's beficha, belavcha. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart for a person to be able to learn it and accomplish it. So once I know that it's close, why does it have to say it's not in the heavens? The Gemara says, as if to teach us that if it was in the heavens, we would have had to have climbed up to the heavens to go ahead and get it. We have to do everything within our powers to try to go ahead and learn the Torah. To the extent that the Gemara tells us something that Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to quote all the time, that you have to make mnemonics. Person has to try to think of all these different little tricks to help him remember the Torah, because it's in our grasp to go ahead and actually learn the entire thing. So we have to try to think of all these different little tricks and ways that we could go ahead and remember everything that we're trying to learn. We shouldn't shoot small, we shoot big. We should learn the whole thing, and we can know the whole thing. Let's try to figure out how to do that. But the Ramban says something different. The Ramban says that this mitzvah is not the mitzvah of learning Torah, but rather it's the mitzvah spoken about earlier in the parasha, and that is the mitzvah of doing tshuva. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah to perform tshuva. It's not just, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble, so I better repent. No, that's not what it is. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and turn back towards Hashem. If that's the case, then what's this, it seems like poetic. It's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the river. What is the Torah coming to tell me when describing that the mitzvah of tshuva is not far away? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the author of the Nefesh HaChaim, for me, a life-changing book, when I read it, specifically the first shar, the four gates to the book, the first one, literally changed my life. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in a drasha, doesn't write this in the Nefesh HaChaim itself, he writes it in a sermon that he once gave on the topic of tshuva, printed in the back of some of the Nefesh HaChaims. It said over that the drasha took 6 hours for him to give it over. So you'd think it's probably like 40, 50, 70 pages, 150 pages, 6 hours, a long time. It's like 2-3 pages. So what took so long? So they say that the people are crying the entire time. It was so emotional, this drasha, that he couldn't get through it. So it took 6 hours for him to give this over. David Cohen, the Rosh Hashiva, the Chevron Yeshiva, tells us over that this tradition, that this drasha, this short little drasha, took a very long time. Anyway, he asks this question. He says, if the mitzvah they're referring to is the mitzvah of tshuva, then what does the Torah come to teach us by saying that it's not in the heavens and it's not on the other side of the sea? And he says as follows. His explanation is based on everything that he writes in the first gate of Nefesh HaChaim. Again, another plug to learn it. And he says as follows. He says that man is created b'tzelem Elokim. We're created in the image of God. And what does that mean? Does it mean we look like God? What does it mean that we're in the tzelem Elokim? So So the Nefesh HaChaim explains that Elohim means that Hashem controls the world. All of the different powers, the kofos, in the world are controlled by the ultimate koach, the power of God. Hashem's energy goes into other kochos, other powers, which then go down into the world. And that's what it means that Hashem is Elohim. Sounds like it's plural. Yud Mem at the end is plural. Doesn't mean there's a lot of gods. No, no. Doesn't mean that. It just means that all of the different kochos that exist in the world are all within Hashem. Hashem is responsible for the control of the entire world. So what does it mean that we're created in the tzelem, in the image of Elohim? It means, and here's the line, that we are in control of the world. It's pretty empowering. We are in the image of Elohim. That means that just like Hashem controls the entire world, Hashem put it within every human being, that in every single one of our actions, every single one of our thoughts, every single one of our words, our speech, it's all controlling the higher worlds and in turn the lower worlds as well. And he points out, he says that the Pasuk says, a little later on in Sefer Devarim, calls the Jewish people Chevel Nachalaso, the rope of his possession. What does it mean that we're a rope? So he explains that our neshama, our soul, is like a long rope that stretches from the higher worlds down into our bodies. And our actions tug at the bottom of that rope. Our neshama down here, just like if I pull the string over here on the shade, right? I do something to the top of the shade. So if they imagine a long rope coming from my neshama all the way up. So when I do something down here, I'm affecting the rope and it's moving up there. So any action that I do, good or unfortunately bad, also has effects on the higher world. He says that's what the pasuk in Tehillim means. Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. Hashem is your shadow at your right hand. What does it mean that Hashem is our shadow? So he explains that just like a shadow moves perfectly with your hand as you move, right? Exactly in sync with your hand. So too, Hashem runs the world exactly in sync with our actions below. So anything that we do, a nice smile to someone, okay, a nice chesed, a nice kind word, a minute of learning Torah, a second of learning Torah, any little thing, a nice pure thought that we have, Hashem controls the world exactly like a shadow, exactly at the same moment, we are affecting different things in the greater world. And he says that's what it means in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, duh, a person should know, that mala mala mimcha, that which is above, is mimcha. So he explains that the simple explanation is that the Mishnah is telling us that we should know how Hashem is above us and sees everything that we do. Duh, mala mala mimcha, you should know what's above you. You know, like some people say, you wear a kippah, so it reminds you there's something above you. Duh, you should know mala mala mimcha, you should know what's above you. So he says, no, that's not how you read it. You should read it as da, you should know that mala mala, you know what's up there? You want to know what's going on up there? It's mimcha. It's all a result of your actions. It's all because of what you go ahead and you do and you perform. Our actions are so strong that even the smallest little iota of a movement has effects in the higher worlds. Now some people would say, you know, that sounds pretty esoteric. It's a little hard for me to appreciate, it makes me feel good. I'm so powerful, but really, is it really such a thing? So the truth is, science has already proven that there's something like this in the physical world as well. And that is called the butterfly effect. That with the simple flap of a butterfly's wing, a tornado on the other side of the world can either start or be seized from going on. That the way the world is created is that a little bit of movement in one part of the world can have a major effect on a very big episode or occurrence on the other side of the world. And that is our spiritual world as well. That a little nothing, a little thought can have a major effect on someone in the other side of the world. Rav Pinkus, in his Sefer and Chumash, in Parshas Emor, He has an interesting insight. He says, that's the reason that people are so interested in the news. You ever think about that for a minute? Why do people really care about the news? Let's say something that's totally not related to them, something that's something they can have a, they can handle on, they can't. Why are people always interested in reading the news? So maybe we want to do so we can daven. Okay, but let's say other people that aren't thinking about davening, for the people that are having the troubles, why do we care about the news? So he says, because deep down inside, we all know that we are responsible for everything else that's going on in the world. So therefore, naturally, a person has this craving to feel what's going on in the middle of nowhere with people he never heard of and never will see and never will have anything in relation to them, because he knows that his actions are related to everything else that's going on in the world. So what do we learn from there? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his drasha, he says, that's what the Torah is coming to teach me. There's a mitzvah, hazos. What is this ambiguous mitzvah? Tshuva. Tshuva, you would have thought, if I do a neveira, I do something that's inappropriate, my actions have such effect of great magnitude, how the world am I going to fix that? I'm going to have to go climbing up into the heavens to fix it over there. I'm going to have to go over the seas to fix it over there. I have to go all over the place because my actions have such far-reaching effects. Lo b'shamayim hi, lo me'ivar l'yam hi, ki karov eilecha davar ma'od. It's right there. From your own seat that maybe you did that thing that caused issues up in the heavens or over the seas, you could also fix it from your seat. A person, through thinking, his lev, b'levavcha, and his picha, and his mouth, to go ahead and to repent and to come back to the way that we all want to be, that also could shoot out all that positive energy all over the world to fix that which we have to fix. And we learned something very, very important from here. Spin it on the positive, that we're very, very powerful people. We're created B'Tselem Elokim means that everything that we do, any little nothing, a small something that we do, is shooting out Kedusha all over the place. And a lot of times, we fail because we think that we have to accomplish the big. That we always do have to have high ceilings or no ceilings. We have to shoot big. We have to strive for godliness, for greatness. We have to. We have to have a big picture, a big vision, and we have to figure out how to get there. But unfortunately, with that, sometimes say, what, I'm going to learn one Mishnah? It's a waste of time. But I'm going to learn two lines of a Gemara? One little halakha? Really? I mean, like, come on. It's a joke. I got to learn all of the Mishnayos. I need a full hour to be able to learn Mishnayos. Gemara, I need a full page. I need a significant amount of time. I need my resources. I need my Rebbe. I need my Chavrusa. It's hard. I need a lot of time. A halacha, I have to sit there. I have to look up the sources. I have to understand if anyone disagrees. For me to go ahead and start something, I need to get in it. Well, to do an act of kindness, I have to go to a chesed organization. I have to spend at least 3-4 hours over there to really make an impact. Those things are all good, important, grand, and should be part of our goals and ambitions. However, it's not in contrast of doing the small things as well. A person has to realize, you learn one Mishnah, that's huge. You shot up Kedusha in the highest levels, in the higher worlds. It's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. Tremendous. You give one little smile to another person, you go ahead and you pick someone's bag up, you know the person's not feeling well, you bring them a little bit of food, yeah, you're not going to make the front cover of the newspaper, but it's huge what you did. You have no idea the powers that you injected into the world because of it. That's who we are. It's a little kid, a little flap of the butterfly, boom, a tornado. That's what we could do. Tremendous things. But we have to give the chashivas, we have to feel the importance for every little action we go ahead and do. I was with my son in the elevator on a Friday in a building, and on the side of the elevator, there was a little box, and in the box were pieces of paper. Each paper had one halacha. The people in this building, they put this thing in there, and every day they switch it, And as you're going up to the fourth floor, what else do you do in the elevator? You look in the mirror. What else do you do? It's like, there's nothing to do in an elevator, right? Then pick out a little piece of paper. You learn a lot. By the time you get there, you've just shot levels of Kedusha like a tornado. From floor one to floor four. Simple. We have to try to bring this hashkafa into our lives. Again, we have to shoot big. We have to try to have very, very big goals. But we have to also recognize the importance of very small actions in very small pieces of time. And therefore, I'd like to make a suggestion that every person thinks of one thing that they could do daily. Consistency is the most important part of this exercise. One thing, right, we're about to hit Sunday night, which is Monday. It's the last Monday of the year. Okay? So we're about to hit the last week of the year. So let's try to think for 1 week, the last week of the year, that we can do something every single day for literally 30 seconds to 1 minute max. If you go over 1 minute, you failed. Okay? It's something that you only can do for 30 seconds to 1 minute. So that might be a Mishnah. It might be one line of a Gemara. It might be one halacha. One little thing that you do, but you have to do it every single day. And in order to ingrain within ourselves the importance of what you could accomplish in that 1 minute. Now from there, obviously, we'll build to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and we'll keep on going, right? But just so that we could start practicing this idea of the chashivas, the importance of every little action, try to think of either one chesed or one piece of learning of Torah, anything that we could do, but it has to be small and consistent. And Bezrat Hashem, we will then develop that incredible hashkafa, the incredible outlook, how important every little thing is that we do in our lives, and we'll be able to continue to create tremendous, tremendous things in the entire world the way that we want to do it. Shavua Tov.